July 4th is often seen as a day to reflect on American values and celebrate freedom. But as KUER's John Reed reports, some of this year's celebrations are complicated.
Black Americans have long used the 4th of July to remind white Americans of the hypocrisy in celebrating freedom and equality. It's a tradition Thais Bellamy hopes to continue. She's been helping organize protests for racial justice, including one tomorrow in Salt Lake City. She says, as a black woman, she hopes that recent events help people understand what minority communities around the country face on a daily basis.
That's the whole goal of this movement, is to get people to stop hating us for our skin color long enough to hear our voices and to hear our hearts.
Ashley Finley, who co-founded the Black Lives Matter Salt Lake chapter, says lots of people still don't understand how pervasive racism is. And the 4th of July is part of it, even though it's supposed to commemorate life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
But those things were only afforded to white men at the time. And those white men who wrote the Declaration of Independence still had slaves.
She hopes people will use the holiday to think about what they can do to make sure all Americans are treated equally. John Reed, KUER News.
Like Black Americans, some Native Americans have a tense relationship with Independence Day. From KUER's Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger brings us one perspective from the Navajo Nation.
Mark Maryboy says the 4th of July is a painful reminder that the United States is built on stolen land.
Living in America is like living in your own house controlled by somebody else.
Maryboy was the first Indigenous County Commissioner in the state and has served on the Navajo Nation Council. Still, he says his allegiance is to Mother Nature, not any form of government.
To live according to the laws of Mother Nature, that is independence.
And while he doesn't celebrate the 4th of July, Maryboy does honor his ties to the land with traditional ceremonies throughout the year. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.